previously on Thomas and the Bible, some aliens stole the end of my episode. That was weird, so someone pointed out, thank you. And I went to go fix it, and it's just not there. Like, I thought, oh, I just accidentally only exported, you know, that, or, you know, something. But the file's just not there, and then I look for recorded files, and none of them are there from that date. So, I don't know what the hell is going on. That was weird. Thank you, Harley, for that intro. Yeah, to piggyback off of what Harley was just saying, that was bizarre. So the clips usually stay in a recorded folder, you know, and then this one I happened to, like, consolidate because I had multiple clips, and it just didn't, maybe in the consolidation it, like, erased the old one or something, but anyway, sorry, yeah, I was going to fix that. I thought it would be a quick fix, and it's just not there, and I don't remember what I said at the end of the episode. I think it was a few verses short, so whatever, we'll just chalk that one down to aliens. I don't know. I have no idea how that happened. It's quite weird. Okay, well, what are we doing here, guys? I guess I have to do an episode, huh? Any of you catch that fantastic new podcast, Comedy Shoeshine? It was great. Now, it's not on iTunes yet because we're still, you know, working on that, but it will be. But you can go to comedyshoeshine.com or facebook.com/comedyshoeshine and find the links. And it's very, it was very fun. I liked it a lot. I think it's very good. It's going to be every Monday until we decide no one wants it. So you better act now. It's going good. I can't wait. We have lots of good ideas for it and different things. It's going to be fun. So, all right, today we're going to read Jeremiah 34 through 37. It's weird, you know, this podcast has this weird, I keep getting more and more listeners, and I'm not trying to. It's like, it finally has a, you know, I don't know what it is. It's got enough attention where it's kind of sustaining itself somehow, and it's kind of, maybe the iTunes charts helps. It's weird. I keep getting new likes on Facebook all the time now, and maybe somebody mentioned it, or maybe, I don't know what it is, but welcome, if new listeners. I don't know if you start with the latest episode, if you go all the way back 163 episodes ago. Oh, our countdown, 30-something, I don't know, 33. It's a lot. I'm not terribly worried about our New Testament countdown, because we've got a while. I'm more interested in when the hell are we done with Jeremiah. I don't know. Let's see. We're on 34. Oh, God. It goes to 52. That's bad news. So, just got back from my usual Wednesday hockey game that I only go to like half the time, even though I paid for a full season, but that's a separate story. And boy, I got hit in the chin like hard, like a uppercut with someone's head. And, someone just died in the kitchen. It was weird. And then I had a weird circle in my vision that I'm hoping was just like a contact lens that, you know, that melted from the hit or something. But, so I'm a little loopy. Hopefully I can remember what to do here. That was a rough one. Got a headache right away. It's bad. 34, the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth of his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities thereof, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And thou shalt not escape out of his hand, but shall surely be taken. Whoa, this is new. Oh, wait, it's the same effing thing that we read every day. Is God done? Is he? If I was taking this down, if I was God's scribe, I'd just be like, "Are you done?" It's like when a kid is having a tantrum or something and just repeats the same crap over and over. You're just like, "Okay, can we move on now? Are we still going? Are we still going with this?" You know, God's like, "Oh, take down these great, perfect words of mine, thunder, lightning," and then like hours of the same crap. God, are we still doing this? I haven't been writing for like a week. Are you still? Yeah, okay, bad, you know, bad things. Let me guess. Bad things are going to happen to the Jews if they don't do some whatever you want or something. I don't even know anybody. I can't remember. Anyway, I know there's only so much I can say about it. I've covered this a lot, but it's really unbelievable. It just never ends. The same thing over and over. You hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of thee, thou shalt not die by the sword, but thou shalt die in peace and with the burnings of thy fathers, the former kings which were before thee. So shall they burn odors for thee, and they will lament thee, saying, Ah, Lord, for I have pronounced the word, saith the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spake all these words unto Zedekiah, king of Judah, in Jerusalem, when the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish and against Azekah, for the defense cities remained of the cities of Judah. This is the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Lord. After that, the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people that which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them, that every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being an Hebrew or an Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve himself of them, to wit, of a Jew his brother. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that every one should let his manservant and every one his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them any more, then they obeyed and let them go. I don't even know. It's really unbelievable. I know I've probably said everything before, but what am I going to do? Say different things after 163 episodes of the same crap? But I try. I actually do try to find new angles at stuff, but I can't guarantee that I am. But anyway, now I don't remember what I was going to say. I was going to say, just imagine, like, if you're a god, next time someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes. And so you'd answer yes, and you're a god, and Gozer is like, are you a god? And then you say yes. What am I trying to say here? You make these people, whatever. You make this pretty cool universe. Like, the universe, by all accounts, is pretty cool. I think that's not controversial. I think if you ask the experts in the, top science people, be like, hey, on a level of 1 to 10, universe, pretty cool, right? They'd be like, yeah, no, that's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool universe. And I'd agree, And you create this cool universe. Somehow, you create these people that barely, can somehow live. And it's like amazing, and they have like one planet out of however many. I mean, maybe there's others, but pretty rare earthy goodness of a planet. And it's awesome. They're really cool. They're evolving, I guess. We'll go with that assumption, like you're making people via evolution. And then they finally get, kind of mature, and you wait forever for some reason. I don't know why. And then you just tell them these like dumb commandments. Like, is that really... Your whole concern is like, oh, you need to make sure to worship idols a certain way. Like, I know this is obvious, but really, I'm just thinking about this again. Like, I just look at life. I think I'm different than a lot of people. I think religion plays some part of it. Maybe a lot of you atheists are the same as me, but I just look at everything we do, and I'm just like, why bother? I don't know. And especially back then, especially when I'm reading accounts, everything that I read in here is like, why bother? Why, what are we doing, guys? Humans, like, as a species, like, what is it really that important? Nothing we're doing is that important. Now, science is pretty cool, and I think art is pretty cool, and that I could almost be convinced is important. But when we're talking about these little, like, kingdoms and, like, things they're doing and rituals, it's like, the idea that a god could, like, that's what he cares about, It's so ridiculous. If I were God, I would come down and be like, hey, how you guys doing? Let's talk. Hey, circle up. Circle up, everyone. I'm a god. You're humans. I want to hear from you. Town hall meeting here. What's going on? How's your day? How was your day yesterday? What did you do? You know, like, you just... assuming you create these things for some reason, I maybe it would be that they're interesting, you know, maybe you're kind of interested in these humans. Wouldn't you just be like if I could talk to my cats, I would talk to them all day. I mean, I do, but I don't talk back. But like, you know, I have my pet cats. Sure, I'm way smarter than them, but I still, you know, I want to know, like, hey, cat, like, what's it like being you? You know, tell me about your day. The other day, you left a really good number two in the cat box. How was that? How'd that go? Is that cool? Was that fun? I would not. I want to know, like, hey, cats, does your crap smell like not as bad to you? Because to me, it smells awful. I want to know that. Like, do smells, they must be different to animals, you know, because they mean different things. They use their smell kind of for different reasons. So, like, do certain smells smell like really good to them or like really interesting? But to me, it's like, wow. I want to know, you know, I want to talk to him. So like, that's what I would do. I wouldn't be like, cats, you must, you know, put your paws in a certain fashion and do it. Like, who cares? It's just so weird. Anyway, you must chase your mouse around in a circle exactly right three times. Like these specific little things. Anyway, so that's my interlude for the day. I'll just read the rest of it for a half hour. But afterward they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids, whom they had let go free, to return and brought them into subjugation for servants and for handmaids. So it looks like someone told everyone, hey, let your handmaids go, and they did, and then they turned right around and took them back. Hey, come back. Practical joke. Come on, slaves. Come on, no. I didn't really let you go. Come here. Get back in those chains. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, at the end of 7 years, let ye go, every man his brother and Hebrew, which is his children. And when he has served thee 6 years, ye shall let him go free from thee. But if your fathers hearken not unto me, neither incline their ear. Uh-oh, more punishment, guys. Guess what? And also, by the way, it goes without saying, God's talking about, like, slavery's totally cool in this chapter, of course. I mean, God's like, yeah, you didn't take care of your slaves the way I wanted to. How dare you? And you were now turned and had done right in my sight in proclaiming liberty, even, or every man to his neighbor, and ye had made a covenant. Now we're recapping. Okay, is that what we're doing, God? We're recapping what just happened. Made a covenant before me in the house, which is called by my name, but ye turned and polluted my name. So that, yeah, so this is what's happened so far in the chapter that I just read. But ye turned and polluted my name, caused every man's servant, every man's handmaiden, whom he had set at liberty at their pleasure to return, and brought them in the subjugation. Yeah, remember that 15 seconds ago? To be under your servants for handmaids. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, ye have not hearkened unto me in proclaiming liberty. Everyone to his brother, every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine. And I will make you be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they have made before me, when they cut the calf in twain, and pass between the parts thereof. Never cut a calf in twain. Cut it in thrain. I don't know. What's three? If twain is two, you know, how do you cut something in one? Can you cut something? No, I don't think you can. The princes of Judah and the princes of Jerusalem and the eunuchs and the priests and all the people of the land which passed between the parts of calves, I will even give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be for meat unto the fowls of heaven and to the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes will I give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which are gone up from you. Behold, I will command, saith the Lord, and cause them to return to this city, and they shall fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire, and I will make Caesar Judah. Jeremiah 35, the word which came from unto Jeremiah from the Lord, in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them unto the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jezaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the sons of Igdalia, a man of God, which was by the chamber of princes, which was above the chamber of Messiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. Is this going somewhere, Lordy? Lord God man? Lord McGod man? And I said before the sons of the house of the Rechabites, pots full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink ye wine. How do you believe that this is real? That this book is at all important? How? I mean, I know, Old Testament, who cares? But how do you believe this ever, it was real? There's no way. They said, we'll drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, neither you nor your sons forever. Neither shall you build a house, nor shall see, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab. Oh, I wonder what Nebuchadnezzar's name will be this week. Maybe it'll be like Nebuchadregabinezer. Nebuchadnezzar Scrooge. What a Nebuchadnezzar Scrooge. I don't know why that's so funny to me. Our Father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine in all our days, we, our wives, our sons, and nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed, but we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commended us. But it came to pass when Nebuchadrezzar, oh, there he is, he made an appearance, guys. I just thought of it. I didn't actually see that. Nebuchadrezzar Scrooge, king of Babylon, came into the land and said, bah humbug, come and let us go to Jerusalem, for we fear, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we will dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah. What is it this time? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, and he commanded his sons not to drink the wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also you unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now, serenity now, every man from his evil way, and amend your doings. And guess what, guys? You're not doing things right. Go not after the other gods and serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab and the son of Rechab have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, because they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Maybe that means something, maybe it doesn't. I don't know, who cares? And it came to pass, Jeremiah 36, in the fourth year of Joachim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord. People, every time Jeremiah is like, guys, I just heard from God again. He's coming in on the shortwave. I'm getting a signal from God. Let me guess. More stuff we didn't do right. More, you know, it's like every time they must be like, ah, shut it. Dude, the first prophecy was like kind of cool. Oh, cool prophecy. The 500th time you're like, hold on, guys, I'm getting a signal. I'm getting word from God. Yes, he's saying in my ear right now, you guys all are crap. Stop doing whatever you're doing and listen to me. Wow, that's profound, Jeremiah. That's great. Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words I have spoken unto you against Israel. Yeah, well, I wish he had never heard this commandment. We wouldn't be reading this. I would have, if I were Jeremiah, I'd be, well, take a what? Take a brook, a babbling brook? No, take a book. Write everything down that I just, huh, what? It's coming in a little, bad signal. Must be bad. You know what? Call me back. And then I'd just jump off a bridge. There's no way I would write all this down. There's no way. Call me, what? Take a shook? A shook? What does that mean, right? Bite all this, drown in a shook? I'm not hearing you. I don't know what you're saying, man. I don't know. Okay, good talk. Okay, well, I gotta go. I'm going through a tunnel. I gotta see you later. That's what I would have said. I would have just stayed in the tunnel. I'm still in this tunnel, man. Sorry, no service. I would have, like, pointed up at the sky, like, hey, I know you can see me. No, man, I'm in this tunnel. I can't hear you. I can't. You might be able to hear me, but I can't hear you. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I propose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord. Oh, he got some asshole to do it. Hey, you, write all this down. I'm not doing it. The Lord finally got a hold of me. He said I had to write all this crap down. So, $20. What do you say? It's not that much. Plus, you know, it's interesting. It varies. You know, it's good. It's nice and entertaining. Baruch's like, oh, yeah, okay. Sucker. Oh, man. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore, thou go. Go thou, and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord and the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. Upon St. Crispin's Day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that came out of their cities. It may be that they will present their supplication. All right, here's what I want, guys. I want, like, an OkCupid or Match.com percentage. You know, they match, like, percentage of something. That percentage of my stupid references that people get. And I want to see my top match out of my listeners. It'll be like 32%. But anyway, I'm very curious about that. So figure that out, somebody. Do all that. Interview every one of my listeners and ask them every single reference I've ever said. And then get back to me. I'll give you $5. It may be something. Who cares? Probably already read that. And Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book of the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gemar, son of Stephan, Shaphan the scribe, in the higher court, in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, has heard out of the book all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, the princes sat there. Even Elishama, the scribe. I had wondered what happened to him. Even Elishama, the scribe. He was there, guys. But I'm not shitting you. Elishama, even Elishama, the scribe. I don't know why the Bible thinks we should care about that, but he was there. Don't argue with me, man. I know what I'm reading. Even Elishama the scribe. Yes, the Elishama the scribe. He was there. I'm telling you. Man, he was right there. I know it's hard to believe for some reason, but he's, you know, even Elishama. And Delilah, the son of Deliah. That's a son's name, Delilah. Whew, that guy probably got made fun of. And El Nathan. Weird. It's like El Nathan in Spanish, except one word. El Nathan, son of Achbor, the Gemara, the son of Gemaria, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared unto them of all the words that he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. And they all said, holy crap, that was a boring book. How did you guys read all that? Therefore, all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, unto Baruch, saying, take in thine hand the roll wherein thou last read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the roll in his hand, came unto them. And they said unto them, sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. He whispered it slowly. And it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, they were afraid. Well, yeah, it's pretty scary stuff, guys. And other than said unto Baruch, we'll surely tell the king of all these words. We're probably going to cut most of it and just say the general message of we're effed. It's probably about what we could summarize it about that much. Like, things not good. That'd be a shorter summary. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? Well, it was not hard. I just repeated the same thing over and over and over. Then Baruch answered them, he pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in this book. I don't know who this is that's talking, but is it Bilbo? Then said the princes unto Baruch, go, hide thee, thou Jeremiah, and let no man know where ye be. And they went into the king, to the court, and they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words. And there is the king. I'm guessing the king's going to be mad or something. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of the princes, which stood behind the king. And the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with a penknife and cast it in the fire. Good! Thank you! First sensible thing anyone's done when reading these terrible words. Until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. So why do we have it? He burned it. Why are we reading this? God, rip off! Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of the servants heard these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Deliah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jamil, the son of Hamelech, and Sariah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the king of Israel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Oh, what do you know? It's back, everyone. The word is back. After that, the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll. Oh, man. If I was Jeremiah, I'd be like, I'm not doing that again, dude. I am not. Just kill me. I'm not doing it. Also, you're all powerful. Can you just shortcut me the handwriting? Like, I know you can't intervene, blah, blah, blah. Let's pretend I wrote another book for you and just make me another book. And I won't tell anyone. I'll make my hand all sore. Be like, woo, a lot of writing. And then just make me another. You're God, right? Just make me another book. Take thee again another roll and write it. It's weird that everything that God does is almost exactly what a not real God that someone's telling you about would do. Isn't that weird? The God doesn't write them a new book or just create a zillion books at once for everyone to read in every language. No, he just tells you to write stuff. And shalt thou say to Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burnt the roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall surely come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Yeah, the Lord's like, it's things like this that cause me to, you know, the king of Babylon to come and destroy the land. Things like you burning my book. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to heat, and in the night to frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and upon the men of Judah, all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearken not. Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein, from the mouth of Jeremiah, all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words. Yeah, it got even worse. Like, I couldn't remember it all, so I just added a bunch. No wonder. Maybe it actually did start off okay. But, okay. 37. Boy, do I have a headache. Oh, man. I hope I... Oh, hope I don't have a concussion or something, but I think I'd be a little worse off. You know, if I had a concussion, I wouldn't be coming up with these zingers. Am I right? I wouldn't be coming up with this really, you know, incisive commentary. 37, and King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar Scrooge, king of Babylon, had made king in the land of Judah. Nebuchadnezzar Scrooge. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of... Oh, my God, we are... man, that just reminded me. We are coming up close to Muppets Christmas Carol time of the year again. Wow. Every year I watch that thing. I've seen it 20 times at least. And I still, every time it gets me, that is, forget best Muppet movie, forget best kids movie. That's just one of my favorite movies. Not even joking. I know I've said it before. I'm saying it again. I'll say it every year. Muppets Christmas Carol, legitimately one of my favorite movies of any movie. It's so good. It's so damn good. I don't even want to think about it. I want to not, you know, even though I've seen it 20 times, I want to keep it fresh, you know, try not to think about it. And then I get to watch it again, even though I know every single word. But yeah, that is, oh God. Anyway, Nebuchadnezzar Scrooge. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land did hearken unto the words of the Lord, which he spake by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Shelemiah and Zephaniah the son of Manasseh the priest to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, pray now unto the Lord our God for us. Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison. Then Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, thus shall ye say to the king of Judah that sent you unto me to inquire of me. Behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt into their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus saith the Lord, deceive not yourselves, saying the Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though they had yet smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yet should they rise up every man in his tent and burn this city with fire. And it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of the Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to separate himself thence in the midst of the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, the captain of the ward was there, whose name was Iriah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, and took Jeremiah and the prophet, saying, thou fallest away to the Chaldeans. Then said Jeremiah, it is false. I fall not away to the Chaldeans. But he hearkened not to him. So Urijah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Wherefore the princes were wroth with Jeremiah and smote him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that a prison. When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and in the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent, took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said, there is, for, said he, thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Moreover, Jeremiah said unto King Zedekiah, what have I offended against thee, or against thy servants, or against thy people, that ye have put me into prison? Where are now your prophets which prophesied unto you, saying, the king of Babylon shall not come against you, nor against this land? Therefore hear now, I pray thee, O my lord the king, let my supplication, I pray thee, be accepted before thee, that thou cause me not to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him a daily piece of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city were spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Okay. Well, I guess we're done. So this time I'm actually going to say, please check out Comedy Shoeshine. I'm going to tell you a bunch of things. First off, thank you to my awesome patrons. I love you guys. Thank you. It's important. Please go to patreon.com/TandTheB, all one word, and support the show. It's very important because things have been pretty rough lately. It's really hard to do all these shows. It's a lot of work And if you appreciate them, you know, let me know. It's, you know, $4 a month or something. It's, you won't notice it, but it'll make a big difference to yours truly. And I appreciate it, and keep the show going. And I can't thank my current patrons enough. You guys are the absolute best. I love you. And that being said, if you also want to throw an iTunes review, or go to the facebook.com/TNB and like it if you haven't. And then, you know, check out Atheistically Speaking, of course, and do the same for all that. Atheistically Speaking really needs iTunes reviews. Be nice to get some of those. And then, of course, Comedy Shoe Shine. I'm going to keep bugging you about it because it's really good. And by this time, next episode, it'll be in iTunes, so that'll be easier. It's just weird how that works. You can't submit it without, you know, without an episode in there. And, you know, of course, it was the last minute to get the episode in there because I was trying to do work on it and stuff. But anyway, long story short, thank you guys so much for listening. And I will see you next week.